and that stuck with me all week. Your Jubilee is a celebration of freedom of all your debt, and really, to be honest with you, Jesus wants you to know it's a celebration of all sins being forgiven. So we're in a year of Jubilee, but I would tell you today is January the 31st, 2016. I looked on the calendar, so I know that's right. And you know what? The Lord started talking to me early this morning. I was up around 4 o'clock, and when you rest in the Lord, you seem not need a whole lot more rest. You can get up and not be restless. You can get up and hear His voice pretty clear. And this morning He says to me, He said, tell him that, if God be for you, who can be against you? And as He was saying that to me, He says, by the way, who cares who's against you? The whole thing should be, you know that God's for you. See, if we can't get past anything, we need to always know that God's for you. And I mean, we hold up walls and we make these images and we get our feelings hurt because people don't always like us. I remember before I got saved, I was whatever the atmosphere wanted to be. I was like the rain. I'm not the rain, but I mean, I would be whatever was, when I was with Jewish kids, I was a Jew. Let's see. When I was of a different race, I was of a different race. That's who I was. I fit in like a glove. And I want to tell you something. Makes everybody feel good. And you know what it makes me? A liar. Because that's not who God created me to be. Not at that time. Since then, I know the Lord has created me to be all things to all people. That's really what He's created us to do. And He's, Kurt asked me what the title of this was going to be. And I could have named this so many different things. Like, let's get unstuck, because I believe we're stuck in a rut. Let's get unchained, because I think we have a ball and a chain around our necks. Then I wrote down, God talks to me, how God talks to me, but how God wants me to be. And then I wrote examples like, that's why Delaney's sitting up front, is how God talks to you. I don't know about you, but He talks to me a lot through children. I pay attention to that. He talks to me through Henry, now I can see him out there. He talks to me through children. And you know, the Lord was dealing with me this morning. He said, forbid not the children to come unto me. He was getting on the people that brought the kids to Him. That won't happen here, by the way. We'll encourage you to bring your kids. We'll encourage you to let your kids come set forward. They're setting forward because I asked them to. Because I want to tell you something. Your future, whether you want to know it or not, some of you have given up on your future. This ain't in my notes, so this is extra. You've given up on your future. You think, matter of fact, you think this is all there is. I'm sorry. I need to be preaching your funeral. Because this is not even the very tip of what there is. God has set before you life and death, and He turns around, and because we're so duh, He turns around and tells us, choose life. I'll tell you something. We got to be a duh people in order to be told to choose life. But you know why He said that? I believe He said that because God's such an awesome God that He knows that people are actually thinking about death. They're thinking that's the way of escape. They're thinking that's the best way. They're thinking, well, that time's coming, so I might as well get ready. First of all, who told you that time's coming? Or do you have ears to hear? Are you listening to what the Spirit's saying? Well, anyway, I could have named this a lot of things. But and I even have a pair of shoes down here I'm supposed to slip into. By the way, these shoes are really light, and my wife kind of don't like them. She don't like the green to be seen. And you know what you got to do when you get older. Anyway. So, the shoes are an example. Delaney and me was talking about running in a race. We was talking about cross country, right? And I told her I was going to talk about her this morning. And she goes, oh. And she goes, well, what are you going to say? I said, you'll have to be there to hear it. I'm not going to tell you. Now, I want you to know, Delaney is you. Every one of you are her. Because God's going to talk to you this morning. So listen up. God does have a time where he repeats himself. But this is your one opportunity to hear what God's saying to you as an individual. A lot of you think, well, at my age and my size, I don't know. I'm pretty well how I'm going to be. Mm-mm. That's not going to happen. Well, anyway, how God talks to me is through like a daily devotion. People say that, you know, you can't hear God. Well, I tell you what, I think that we can hear him pretty clear. 2 weeks ago on January the 17th, time flies when you're having fun. This is what the Lord said to me. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. God wants to be that which takes you from one place to another. He wants to be your entire strength in the time of need. We're coming into a place, Brother Oscar said it, I heard Brother Jim say it, I heard Rich say it. We're coming to a place where this year can be the greatest year of your life that you've ever seen. But guess what? You got to want to walk it out because God's willing to walk it with you. He's willing. That's why I got these light shoes on, because I know that we're going to walk. And when you walk and you want to walk, you get on good shoes to walk in. And I've seen my sister-in-law and her husband continually clean up after ourselves. They're not the only ones, but they do the majority of the cleaning after we eat dinner. And I'm not getting on you about that. What I'm saying is what I've seen, that when we've had parties in here, I've seen niece go change shoes. When there's work to be done, you got to change shoes. They might not look good, but they feel good. So women, I told you this last week a little bit. Just because your hair's out of place don't mean you are. As you notice, I quit caring about my hair. You got to realize sometimes we become so captive of how we want to present ourselves that we're in our own trap. We're not free. We're bound up. We get bound up because we start caring, well, what will they think how I look and all this other stuff? But God talks to you through the Bible and through Scripture. Let's see, daily devotion. How about his word? In 2 Chronicles, I don't have to look it up, 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, then will they hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Now, I'm talking to you as a person of liberty. I'm of liberty. I have liberty to say this to you. Our nation is in need of healing. And I'm not talking about the land that you walk on. I'm talking about he that walks on it. We're in a nation right now that needs healing. And these shoes help to walk on that land. But I want to tell you something. Our walk has to be our talk. It's got to be quit being talk and not walk. You're right. I forgot the offering. Thank you. Like Oscar said, now we know how important the offering is here. I'll tell you what, let's leave the offering until we'll put two people at the back of the door and collect it. Thank you. All right? Oscar loved the tape on that. Anyway, in Malachi 3:6, it says, I am the Lord thy God. You know, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. These are characteristics of God. He wants you to know that he is on the job. Now, I want to tell you something. We got people sitting here today think that there's so many things going on in their life, it's too big for God. They must think that way because they got their hands all over it. They think, oh, I can take care of that. And then when they take care of it, they go like this. Oh, how's that working for you? I love that, Rich. How's that working for you? It's not. Things aren't working for me. You know why they are not working for you? Because we got our fingerprints all over them. We haven't given them to God and got our hands off of them. We want to know why our children aren't prospering. Could be because we got our fingerprints all over them. In order for something to prosper, it's got to bring God glory. In order to bring him glory, we got to let go of it. You know, we come to a place to where we walk in a place and we say, well, I want to be identified. Well, like I said, God's got a sense of humor, and after watching last night's War Room, I know that the name Clyde is one that's heard from afar. That's the meaning of it. I know I don't need a mic usually when I talk in the hall of 1,000 people because they can hear me clear, because God knows exactly he's given me enough lung power and voice to say that. But one that's heard from afar? I wasn't misnamed. That's true. We have to become that nature which God has already created us from the beginning. He created us just like him. You know, I was talking to the class this morning telling, you know, God is still in the business of creating. He's let us make men in our own image. He's still creating. He's still doing a wonderful work in creation. Now, I've been for 2 weeks on this one scripture. It's Acts 2:2. A rushing mighty wind. Because I've been praying for everyone in here. More than 2 weeks, but these last 2 weeks has really been something. A rushing mighty wind. Why has God emphasized that on me? Because I asked the question, what can I do to help change the people? Because, see, I don't believe God needs changing. I believe we do. And he told me in Acts 2, it was the day of Pentecost, that what happened to change the people? All of a sudden there was a noise like a rushing mighty wind. That was the Holy Spirit blowing in. Now, a lot of you are sitting here thinking, how come we've never grown a lot more than what we are today? Well, back then it was only 120. You ready for this? 120 people would fit in this church. But I tell you, it's because we're not waiting on a rushing mighty wind. Because if we were, we'd be having our friends say, come on, man, go with us. Because you know what? We'd be anticipating, oh, something good's going to happen. I just know something good going to happen. Well, anyway, we'd start getting the beat like we did when we were younger. That's also why I got these shoes on. Make me feel young. God's going to move among us. In Hebrews 11:1, it says, now faith is the things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, I thought that was hilarious because we know Hebrews, the whole 11th chapter, is about the people of faith. And we also know, with a sad note, that none of them got to come to Jesus the way that we get to. None of them got to see the promise. None of them got to. But yet they were people of faith. Did that mean that their faith stopped or failed? No, that's why it mentions them. It wants you to know that though that they hadn't reached it, they were still people of faith. Are you people of faith today? Because I want to tell you where I'm going. 12:1, Hebrews 12:1 says, we're encompassed with such a crowd of great witnesses. A cloud of great witnesses. I believe in the crowd of great witnesses. I thought all through my childhood when I was young, like when I was 3 and 4 years old, and people said, there ain't no way you remember that. I remember walking into my mom's living room. Her and dad and brother Yuri and sister Yuri were in that room, and the kids weren't allowed in that room. But man, anytime you walked past the open door, you felt this rushing mighty wind. You felt the breath of God, the heat coming out that doorway. They were in there doing business. They were touching more than just the hem of God. You know what? And people are thinking, well, didn't that scare you? I said, are you kidding me? What I was scared to do is go out of the other room so I wouldn't get that close. I wanted to be close. Okay, fast forward. We go to church camp. We get saved. I get to go to the men's prayer meeting. Oscar's mentioned it many times. We go on a Tuesday night to a men's prayer meeting. That men's prayer meeting had 18, 20 men in it. We had one night light lit. Some of you women wouldn't have walked in that room. We had one night light lit. It wasn't about who was there. It was about why we were there. So you got to come, quit coming to church so you'll be seen to be here and say, well, you know, I was there that day. You got to start coming to church to be the church. You got to quit taking up a space and be that which is in fulfilled what God wants to fulfill in your body. You know, we don't have to say, well, what am I going to say to these people once I start witnessing the people? You don't have to say that. All you got to do is be a vessel that wants to do it. See, we got to get from the, oh, what will I say to saying? Because once you speak it, he's going to give you the faith and the utterance of the speak. That's what the word says. We're not going to deviate from the word. That's what the word says. Well, anyway, get back to this rushing mighty wind. We're on men's prayer meeting. We go in there, and it's so thick. I ain't talking about the smell. I ain't talking about the noise. I'm talking about the heat, and the heat's probably not even on. It's the presence of God. It's so thick in there, you don't get too far before you're on your knees. Years later, Uncle Paul took me to Asbury Tabernacle to Brother Pruitt's church. We got there early, and I'm looking around. I said, where's all the men at? Because I didn't see no men. He said, oh, you'll see them in a minute. He knew that they had went down their basement underneath the platform and was having a prayer meeting before the service started. They were hungry. You know what? Bob will tell you, and people that do the food will tell you, it ain't nothing like fixing food for people that are hungry. Well, I want to tell you something. God's prepared a table before your enemies. And you know what? He wants you to be hungry. He wants them to see that you're fed. He wants them to know he's a God of supply, a God of source. We need to get excited about what God wants to do. Quit getting tripped up by our own mind and our own thoughts and said, oh, that had never changed. I heard somebody say, you know what, if that's what it takes, it'll always be that way. Well, you know what, I see God take a lot of those people home because they refused to change. Things changed. They didn't get to stay and see it. That ain't beyond God. God does whatever he wants, and I'm okay with that. Okay. I'm going to come to a close. Hey. I don't have to look that one up either. In closing, this is a story. This is a true story. This pastor, I told Rich last week, this pastor and his wife was on a sabbatical. He had taken sick, and he had been the pastor for about 20 years. He had taken sick, and they sent him to Florida for a couple months. We come back, and as he was down there, you know, a lot of people would think, well, that means he's resting up and everything. It sure couldn't mean that he's getting a message from God. You know when you get a message from God? When you make yourself available to hear it. Well, anyway, they come back, and they're so excited, and all the congregation's hugging on them and stuff like that, saying, oh, how we missed you and hope you're doing better and everything. We just can't wait to hear from you. Really? I love that because God knows how to give us pause. He said, we've heard from God. And he said, what we've heard is that this church measuring stick will be prayer meeting. By the way, they didn't have one at the time. Oh, really? You know, I'm so comfortable with saying this. I know you're going to love me no matter what I say. But if you don't love me, I know who your daddy is. So, so we're going to have the measuring stick of this church. The future of this church is going to be Tuesday night's prayer meeting. And we're going to start at 6:30. And his name was Jim, and his wife was Carol. And he said, "Me and Carol hope you come out. And I'm not making you come out. Hope you come out and join us. We're going to have a prayer meeting." And not knowing that he looked out in the audience, there was a pastor sitting out there. He was from either Australia or New Zealand. He didn't know which one. So he invited him up to say something. So the pastor got up there. He turned around and said, "You know, I heard what your pastor said." And he said this: "On Sunday morning, you can tell how popular the church is. On Sunday night, you can tell how popular the evangelist or the pastor is. But on Tuesday, you can find out how popular Jesus is." With that, he sat down, didn't say another word, never did see him again. I tell you, the Lord is for us. He will send his word forth to motivate us. Because so help me God, I'm done trying to motivate you. It's all about his spirit. If his spirit don't do it, if my spirit don't draw them, they're not drawn. So that's what it takes. So I'm asking you this morning, because I told you I was coming to a close. If you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. We just finished Joshua. As far as I'm concerned, me and my household, we shall serve the Lord. Whom do you pick to choose January the 31st, 2016? And it's got to get past lip. It's got to get to your feet. Okay, that's all I've got to say. I was going to tell you, I told Rich last week, because the Lord, it really inspired me. You know, football season's on. And a lot of times when football season's on, as long as the Bengals were playing, we were a little short here. Otherwise, a lot of people didn't come. But, you know, the Lord showed me something. What he showed me is Jesus Christ is our quarterback. We're going to play football. Now, what I've seen a lot is that when this here, which is the ball, the word of God, he's the quarterback. This here's the ball. When he throws this out, a lot of you fumble it. So I'm going to ask that you stand up right now. I'm going to act in this case as Jesus Christ, and I'm going to ask Lonnie, I need you to come up here. I'm going to ask Lonnie to come up here. Now, Lonnie's representing you guys, all right? God wants you to know he's the quarterback, and here's what we're going to do. What we're going to do, instead of pass it, here, I want you to take this in the name of Jesus, and I want you to take and give that to somebody, not keep it yourself, give it to somebody else, and give it just like I'm giving it to you. Okay. Let God be glorified in the mighty name of Jesus. Go ahead. So that's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you a book. All right? I'm going to give you a book. I didn't clarify that. I'm going to give you a book. And that book is for someone, you to pass it to someone else. And that ain't necessarily someone here. I would say you need to take that home and give it to somebody at home, probably. All right? All right. You can come up and get it in just a minute. Precious Lord, again, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for overseeing us and taking care of us. And we thank you most of all that Jesus Christ, you are our time of encouragement. Be glorified in our midst. Bless this people, Lord. Let them be that which you want them to be. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.